Let's have verses now 31 and 32. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of chapter 2 in the Noble Quran, verse 31-32. Verse 31, Allah says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا, and He taught Adam the names of everything. ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ, then He showed them to the angels and said, أَنْبِئُونِ بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, tell me the names of these if you are truthful. The angel said, قالوا, the angel said, سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا, glory be to you, we have no knowledge except what you have taught us, verily it is you, the all knower, the all wise. Now to the first statement, and He taught Adam. Allah is the one who taught Adam, and Adam is the father of humanity. Taught him the names. Were these names the names of things present needed by Adam and his children then, or it covers all names of everything for the children of Adam until the day of resurrection? There are two sayings of the scholars regarding this. And the apparent saying is that it refers to the names of things that Adam needed and his children then. So those names were presented to the angels then afterwards, and the angels didn't know the names. Their answer was, Subhanak, we glorify you above every imperfection and or defect. La ilma lana, we have no knowledge except what you have taught us, Allah. Then Allah said to Adam in the next verse, Ya Adam, anbi'hum bi asma'ihim, O Adam, tell them of the names. Allah intended through this is to show that the angels don't comprehend everything, and that they miss certain things, whereby Adam in this respect excels them in the things that they miss. Allah said, tell me, and be only, and this is a challenge. Why we say it's a challenge? Because He said, Allah, in kuntum sadiqeen, if you are really truthful, meaning if you have knowledge with these things, then and be only, then tell me of the names of those. You remember in the first verse, in verse 30, Allah said, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun, I know that which you don't know. Here He is testing them. Here in these verses He is testing them. But they glorified Allah, and that you, Allah, does only that due to wisdom. And they confessed that they don't know except which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach them, although they are angels close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ, verily you are the all knowledgeable, the most wise. All knowledgeable, comprehensive, perfect knowledge comprising the past, the present and the future. And الْحَكِيمُ meaning the one possessing wisdom and judgment. From the benefits of these two verses, number one, making clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may bestow certain knowledge on some of his creatures not known to others. This is deducted from the fact that Allah taught Adam the names of things that were present then and the angels didn't know of. The second point of benefit, that languages are restricted to what Allah told mankind, meaning that they are not experimental. They are not totally experimental, meaning that Allah is the one who taught us the languages. Had it not been for Allah to teach the languages, mankind would not have understood it. It is said that the languages are experimental, meaning that people developed these letters and these sounds from experiments. In the beginning, man was dumb, doesn't know what he speaks, but was this dumb, right? Using the dumb here, am I made a mistake? Doesn't know what he speaks, is that what I said? Then when he hears the sound of the thunder and he hears the movement of the branches and the sounds it makes, or the sound of water flow and the like and so forth, then he makes from these sounds, or from what he hears, he makes sounds to denote his intent. This is what some people say, meaning referring to their conclusion that languages are experimental. This is the meaning of experimental, developed. But this is not really true. And the correct thing is that languages, its origin is restricted to what Allah had told mankind, and many of it, okay, is acquired experimentally. Many of what is used in the languages is acquired experimentally. People come to know from what takes place around them, and that's why you find people developing names for certain things not known before, either from certain experiments or otherwise. So to make it short, therefore, basically here the languages are restricted to what Allah told mankind, and many of it is acquired experimentally, meaning originally they are restricted and many are developed experimentally. Is this clear, inshallah? The third point of benefit, permissibility to test man in that which he claims to be good at, excels at. Permissibility to test and try man in that which he claims to excel in. And this is evident in the test which Allah made to the angels. And from the points of benefit, number 4, permissibility to challenge, or to use rather, strong challenging statements, to have strength in the challenging format. Because Allah said, أنبئوني بأسمائي هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين. Tell me of the names of those, of these things, if you are truthful. So it's permissible to challenge in statements with some intensity therein. fifth point of benefit, that the angels speak. And this is evident from their conversation with Allah. قالوا, قالوا, they said, سبحانك, glorify be you Allah. Six, admittance by the angels that they know not except that which Allah tells them. They said, لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا. We know not except that which you taught us. From this benefit, there is a sub-benefit, that man should learn his proper estimate and doesn't exceed that and claim that which he doesn't know. Man should know his limit. Seventh, the great glorification of the angels of Allah, confessing to his perfection and declaring him free from any defect. And admitting to his favor upon them. When they said, إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا, except that which you taught us. This is admittance for his favor upon them. The eighth benefit is affirming two names of the names of Allah. These names are Al-Alim, the All-Knowing, and Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. Al-Alim is the one who possesses the vast knowledge which encompasses everything in general and in detail. This is the meaning of Alim. Let us understand the names of Allah. Al-Alim is the one who possesses, qualified with the vast knowledge which encompasses everything in general and in detail, and which encompasses his actions and the actions of his creatures as well. And Al-Hakim is the All-Wise, the one with utmost wisdom, which cannot be comprehended by the minds, although some of it may. Hikmah, wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom means placing the thing in its proper place. Wisdom means placing the thing in its proper place. And this could be relevant to the pre-ordinances of Allah and to his legislations. Meaning whatever Allah preordained, Allah puts it in the right place. And whatever Allah ordained in his legislations, also they fit according to the proper place which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to fit in. As to the wisdom in Allah's Sharia laws, it is significant in the sense that all the laws are in accordance to the wisdom in their times, their places, and the status of their nations. There is nothing which Allah commanded and the good intellect stand to oppose and say, well, maybe he would have done it the other way. It would have been better that he didn't order it this way. And nothing which he, Allah, prohibited, and the good intellect stand to say, maybe it should have been done in that way. Maybe he shouldn't have prohibited it. This is concerning the wisdom in his laws. As to the wisdom in his pre-decree, nothing which Allah ordains except that there is wisdom in it, either in a general sense or in the particular sense. And one must know that the hikmah could be relevant to a particular thing inherent in something, such that when the thing takes place in accordance with the wisdom of Allah, then this is hikmah, and this is utmost hikmah. And it could be in the objective, in what is intended, in what is aimed, meaning that the universal decrees of Allah and the legislative decrees are all praised. Why? Because they are for noble and perfect objectives, which could be known to us and could be also not known. And the evidence for this and the examples are many. There is another angle to the meaning of a hakim, of al-hakim. Another meaning, meaning the one who possesses the judgment and authority, perfect judgment and authority, and no one is to check after him, after his judgment. And the ruling of Allah or the judgment of Allah is two types: legal and universal. The legal one is that which he revealed to his messengers, and from that is Allah's statement in Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:50. أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ. Do they then seek the judgment of the days of ignorance? And who is better in judgment than Allah for a people who have firm faith? This is the legal judgment. As to the universal judgment, this refers to what Allah predecreed upon His slaves from difficulties, ease, sadness, happiness, and so forth. And from this is what Allah tells on regarding the saying of one of the brothers of Yusuf, of Joseph, of Joseph, yes, in 1280, فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضَ حَتَّى يَأْذَنَ لِي أَبِي أَوْ يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ لِي وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضَ. Okay, so when they dispraised, when they dispraised of him, they held a conference in private. The eldest among them said, "Know you not that your father did take an oath from you in Allah's name, and before this you did fail in your duty with Yusuf? Therefore I will not," here's the point of evidence, "therefore I will not leave this land until my father permits me, or Allah decides my case." And he is the best of judges, the best of judges. And the difference between, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, the difference between the legal judgment and the universal judgment is that the legal judgment, it is not necessitated that the one upon, or the one regarding whom it is ruled, let us reiterate, in the legal judgment, it's not necessary that it will be executed from the one upon whom the ruling is directed, may or may not be executed. And that's why there are disobedience from the children of Adam who are opposing the legal judgment. The universal one, on the other hand, no one can oppose no one can escape. It is penetrating. It's effective on all slaves under all conditions. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. This brings the end of the points of benefits for verses 31 and 32.